Welcome to the Absolutely Terrible Podcast. It's April 19th, currently 9:59 p.m., and you are listening to Rodrigo.
And Brian.
What's going on, Brian?
I don't know. Same thing. Not really. How do you answer that, dude? I always have the hardest. Stop asking me, how's it going?
I would imagine that would lead us to, like, a great conversation.
It never does. It just ends the same way. Oh, nothing much. What's up, dude?
Nothing, bro. Just recovering from yesterday, man.
Yeah, saw you yesterday, so.
I know. For the people out there, I want to give a quick thanks to the girl herself, Liliana, out there for hooking it up with some Cubs tickets and making Brian's dreams come true.
All my dreams. Thank you.
Cubs game, signature ball, everything, man.
Yeah, everything was awesome. Thanks again.
Yeah, it was a great experience. We had some fun.
For sure.
Video will be up next week. That's definitely all I have to say. But yeah, man, this week is, I don't know, I'm just tired. I'm not going to lie to you, man. I'm tired.
Yeah, me too. I'm just kind of stressed.
Why?
But I mean, no reason exactly. But
there's no reason why you stressed.
I mean, there's reasons, but I don't know.
Is there somebody next to you?
No, not at all. No.
Why is that person behind you holding a gun to your head? What's going on, Brian? Dude, I'm not going to lie. For days like this, like weeks that we can't like physically see each other, even though we saw each other yesterday. Like, dude, shout out to Skype, man. Like, Skype is making this podcast,
available. It makes it possible, like, when we're having the hardest time, like, because me and you are really busy and...
Dude, today, no joke, I woke up at 6 and I hit the floor running, and I literally just finished with everything like maybe an hour ago, like at 9. Wow. I got home and I did everything, so.
For sure.
Now what I'm going to do after we watch this, watch this podcast, we finish recording this podcast, I'm going to watch the Warriors game, so.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to spend my night like that and then call it a night.
That's cool. Yeah, I got, you know what's really stressing me out right now?
What's up?
Is that your volume levels look way better than my volume levels, so I hope that I'm showing up on the podcast, you know, like people can hear me.
You should get a little bit closer to your mic.
You can hear me just fine, right?
No, I hear you good.
Okay, if you
can hear you loud and clear.
If you can hear me good, then I think everything should be fine.
I just hear like a lot of background noise that you're...
That uncertainty is just, you know, did you hear like ice dropping?
That, and then I heard somebody walking earlier.
Oh my god, gotta lower this gain.
Yeah, dude, pretty soon we're gonna start hearing. Oh, there, now your voice sounds better.
Oh, that's better? Okay.
Yeah. Cool. I think it was that gain, that volume.
Oh, okay, that's probably what it was. Apologies, guys, for hearing other human beings.
Pretty soon we're going to hear your thoughts. Dude, what's been going on in the world? Like, I've been so detached from the world and society.
Me too. Like, I'm not even doing that on purpose. It's just, I don't know. Like, as soon as you start...
Yeah, you shouldn't move it that close to your mouth, dude. That sounds horrible.
Okay, fine. As soon as you start doing more stuff, you know, it's just everything else kind of melts away, you know?
Yeah, dude, it just takes your time away. Like was funny.
I really don't care what's happening.
I don't either, man.
Yeah.
I mean.
What? Are you okay? Hello?
I'm.
Dude, I think the thing froze.
I'm just.
What? So, shout out to Skype for destroying everything. What? It's terrible. I'm gonna call you back and see what happens. Skype. So much for that. You know? like we try to be really advanced and technological, and we just gave Skype a shout out, and this is what they do. So crazy. So I'm calling them right now. We're gonna try and get back up and running. These things happen. We're keeping it alive. These things happen all the time. Actually, this is the first time it's ever happened, but what can you do, right? Pick up, Rodrigo. Or else I'm gonna be here alone on the show. Probably not gonna be much of a show without Rodrigo, but I don't think I want to edit this out. I want to show you guys the reality of recording a podcast when we're not live with each other in the studio. And the reality is that these things happen all the time. So I'm calling Rodrigo, and it's, oh, here we go. So he's answering.
Jesus, thanks for calling me back, dude.
I did.
That didn't go through.
I know, I was just calling you. Okay, so the users like are the users. Where
Are we
am I, dude?
still on the podcast?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, so I just came in, okay.
Yeah, so the listeners, I'm not gonna edit that out because I want the listeners to realize that this is what happens, you know?
Yeah, this is as raw as you can
Yeah,
get.
this is super raw, and this is actually the first time we've. Okay, directly after you've given Skype a shout out, like,
Yeah.
our call gets dropped for the first time ever.
I know.
But that's like Wi-Fi issues. I'm pretty far from my Wi-Fi, and who knows what else could, be the case.
I don't know, man. I feel like I feel
I kept it quiet too. I was like, so, it's not gonna be much of a show without Rodrigo.
Oh, well, you told me that you're gonna
I'm gonna what?
No, because I was like over here
Don't
just waiting
pause
for
like that, dude. That's what happened when the call dropped.
you. I was over here waiting for you to call, and I'm like, it's been like 2 minutes. Let me try to call him back.
Anyway, what were we talking about? This kind of threw a good fork in the road for, we were kind of getting nowhere. Oh,
Yeah.
yeah, we were talking about like the news and like how we don't know what the news is.
Yeah, dude, I have
And
no idea.
you're like squeezing your forehead together because you're so stressed.
It's not even stress, dude. It's just
It's not,
life.
you know what? Here's what I need to organize my time better because, I'm starting to feel like I don't have enough hours in the day, but I do.
No, I do. It's funny you say that. I have a. You know how I do? Here, let me show you. Know how I have this? My whole 168 hours?
Yeah.
Well, this was in February,
Well, you actually
and.
wrote it down.
Oh, yeah, dude, I write this down. So, February, March, April, May. So.
The problem is I
And.
write so small that I can't see my notes.
Dude, it's not that big, dude.
Or I write so small that, no, dude, like one letter takes up three lines in that piece of paper.
It's actually two, but whatever. Yeah, dude, I mean, it's crazy because that was from February. Dude, May is around the corner. Like, what?
I know.
Like,
I don't know how it's going by so fast.
I feel like time
Does
is just
anybody have
in
a
it.
way to slow down time? Like, we can fast forward it when I'm at work, but when I'm like off,
Yeah,
why is it going
do you
less?
find that weird?
I do. It's annoying. There has to be a way to fix it. I think
I
it's a
think it's
consciousness th
do you think it's
consciousness
that,
thing.
or do you think it's us living in a scheduled world, in a routine kind of world?
So, like, explain that further.
Basically, okay, for example, like let's go back to elementary school, right? A whole year would have taken so much. Is it because we're getting older and time is just, I don't know, like I feel like time is just passing us quicker. Because when we're younger, we didn't really understand the gra we didn't grasp an understanding of time.
No, hey, you know what? You have something. You actually have something right there. Like, you're right. When we're younger, we don't really think about this stuff. But when
Yeah,
we're
now
older, we're just like, oh, I got so much stuff to do, and
that. And I've realized, especially this year, like when I make plans ahead, like, hey, I'm gonna see you next Wednesday, I'm just looking forward to like next Wednesday, for example, right? Or like when you make schedule times ahead, you're just looking. Like the other day, what was it? I think I was on YouTube, and it was a commercial, and it was like, yeah, the new Star Wars movie came out, right? The new trailer.
Yeah.
Dude, we're in April. This movie does not come out into December. And they're like, December 15th, the new trailer. I'm like, dude, that's like a year away. Like, what is going on?
No. Okay, here's what's weird, is that, like, I remember watching The Force Awakens in theater and being like, oh, it's gonna be so long until the next movie. And here we are this year, at the end of the year, is the next movie. Like, I don't know what's going on, dude. Something creepy is happening.
Do you think that's how it was before time? Like, I mean, not before time. What am I talking about? Was that, do you think that's how, I mean, I think these movies,
I think we're gonna have another deep episode.
the promotion starts so early, dude, like 6 months before.
I don't
It's
think so.
insane.
I actually think, I mean, because like we look forward to, like, this is a specific movie that we look forward to. That, like, we need something,
But don't you think that's bad, though?
Not at all. Because
I don't, why do you?
it's such a big franchise, you figure they have to move out toys and, merchandise. They're hyping it.
That's true.
They're like, it's a whole half a year of hype. That way, I mean, like, each movie's a hype train. Like, once the movie ends, you're like, oh, I want to see the next one, And it's 6 months before the next one comes out, they're like, oh, look, we're gonna give you this little teaser trailer. We're gonna release the toys a little early, Find out a little about the main character, and they keep that mystery alive. And then when December 15th happens, we're like, oh God, I gotta buy these tickets, I gotta find out what happens. And then they made $1 billion. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just like Fast and Furious, I heard that
I can't
they
do
made
Fast and Furious.
I,
They're on like the eighth one already.
I it's the eighth one, and I heard they made a well,
It's
not, I didn't
already
hear.
out. The
No, I know,
eighth,
but
like, no, but like,
they made like 500 million worldwide.
dude, the eighth one, like, when
It's insane.
seven came out, like, it's just insane. Like, I can't believe the eighth one's already out.
Yeah. No, it gets crazy, man.
I mean, like, eight movies? When did that happen? How many X-Men movies are there?
I don't know. I've only seen one.
I don't know. I mean,
So I could care.
that's all you need to see.
Huh.
They're not that good.
But
Which one
yeah,
did
man.
you
Nothing.
which one did you see? I'm just curious.
It was the one with Halle Berry.
The very first one, I'm assuming.
It could have been. Was the girl who was in the blue, what's her name?
Mystique.
No, the real actress who played her.
The original? Like, she was a
Yeah.
woman?
Yeah, the girl in the all blue. Was she Jennifer Garner from the beginning or no? I mean, not Jennifer Garner, what's her name?
Jennifer Lawrence?
Yeah, there you go, Jennifer
No,
Lawrence.
those are the newer ones.
Oh, okay. Then yeah, I did. The one that I saw
Oh,
didn't
you
have Jennifer
saw
Lawrence.
when Halle Berry made like a cameo as Storm or something. She was
Yeah,
like
and
there for a
she.
short little time.
I don't remember. I
I
just
think it was
remember
like
she
Days of
like.
Future Past. I think that's the one you watched.
I remember she like threw a house up in the air.
I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, who
Sounds like a
cares?
mess. The fact that we can't pinpoint which X-Men movie it is tells you how much of a mess they are.
Dude, so I'm on the iTunes app just checking out our
Oh,
thing.
did you hear?
No.
I got an email from iTunes, from Apple. Don't worry, it's not groundbreaking news or anything. It'd be awesome, but Apple's actual rebranding is no longer iTunes. It's Apple Podcasts.
That's kind of.
So now when we tell people, no, it actually makes sense the way they're rebranding it. Because remember, people had a hard time finding it. It'd be like,
Yeah.
find us on iTunes, and then people would go on their phones. And it'd be like, no, not iTunes, go on the podcast app, remember?
Oh, okay,
Yeah,
makes yeah.
so now it's like Apple Podcasts, now you go to the podcast app, right? So
Wait, so
now when
now
we tell people to,
is it a new app?
no, it's just the same podcast app. I think they redid the app though. I'm not sure. I don't have a iPhone, so.
I'm looking at it right now as we speak, and it's still the same app.
Still the same app. Okay, so they probably just rebranded, but very important. So now, guys, you're gonna hear us say you can find us on Apple Podcasts instead
Dude,
of
I'm
iTunes. So
not gonna tell people to subscribe or comment anymore. I'm tired of these people listening to us.
Are you talking about SoundCloud people or
Everything,
Apple
dude.
Podcast people?
If you, if people, the real listeners will come. The ones who don't care, I could care less about, dude.
Well,
We have our fans.
I think the thing is that we actually have a strong listening on Apple Podcasts, but SoundCloud we don't really have a heavy following, because SoundCloud we have statistics for, iTunes and Apple Podcasts we do not, so it's kind of harder to gauge. But I will tell you this: there's a little bar on the side of each episode in the iTunes, and it tells you how like the popularity of each episode. I mean, some of
Oh, yeah.
those, a lot of those episodes, we have full popularity, like full bars. So who knows what's happening on Apple Podcasts or iTunes? Who knows who's subscribed? I mean, there's no real way to
I feel
tell.
like
I feel like we have a
I
bigger audience on there.
Yes,
But
and then I
we
also
need people to tell us, that way we know, because there's no way for us to find out, you know?
well that and the fact that Apple basically whatever Apple is doing. Dude, I just lost my train of thought. What do you say about Apple
Man,
and
dude,
the popularity?
you know what I was just reading about?
No.
I don't know. This is gonna be a curveball. This is gonna be a curveball. So I've been noticing that, well, the other day I went to work and I noticed that I was tired. And I was
Okay.
like, well, I got 8.5 hours of sleep or so. I was like, there's no reason why I should be tired. I'm always sluggish and everything like that, right? So I was like doing, I like did a quick Google search, and what shows up first is like, oh, you may have cancer.
Jesus Christ.
another thing was like, oh, you're probably diabetic, which I was like, okay, that runs in my family. I was like, that's pretty concerning. Maybe I am, right? Another thing, I was talking to my girlfriend today, and she was like, she's into the nutrition and everything. She was talking
Sure.
about vitamin B12 and how that
Okay.
causes fatigue, and
What is that?
how it's a vitamin, it's B12. Just look it up.
B as in boy or V as in Victor?
B as in boy,
Oh, okay.
B as in Brian. Shout out to myself. Vitamin B12, and when you're deficient in it, some of the things that happen is that you're drowsy, your muscles are weak, your brain actually shrinks, you become forgetful. And we actually think it's early signs of dementia, when we're thinking about it, but it's not. It's actually a vitamin B12 deficiency. Turns out, I did a little research, vitamin B12 is kind of deficient in a lot of the things we eat.
Okay.
It's very strange. And it's also, I just literally found this out, like, when you were texting me earlier. This is what I was doing. I found out that there's this thing in the ground. It's a certain, like nutrient, chemical, or whatever. That cobalt, I think it's called cobalt, that's in the ground, that is necessary for the creation of vitamin B12. Because of all the pesticides and everything we've been spraying on the ground, cobalt is non-existent in 60% of the world's soil. So when cow, usually they say the strongest, the way you can give vitamin B12 is through like animals, food, meat and stuff like that. But what happens is that that's not true anymore, because the soil is devoid of vitamin B12 to begin with. So in other words, the plants that we're eating, all of this stuff, we're not getting any vitamin B12. Not to mention the fact that some things like fluoride and all this other stuff actually blocks the cons the absorption of vitamin B12. So even if we're getting it, like even if we're intaking it, like our body can't even absorb it. Sounds crazy, right?
So,
Dude, just 10 minutes of just 10 minutes of research goes a long way.
is there any way that, well, that's for sure. Is there any way you can like take it as a vitamin? Like if
Yes,
you take
they
like
sell vitamin B12 like in the stores and stuff.
Okay.
A little research actually showed me that a lot of those supplements aren't helpful. They say they're vitamin B12, but they're actually combined. It's like a chemical that they're combined with that's actually harmful to human beings. So you have to be very careful which one you get. But the thing about vitamin B12 is that in order to intake it, you kind of have to change your body first to allow for the absorption of it. You know? That means
Yeah.
like drinking less, you know, like our water has metals in it, right? And metals block our
Whose
body.
water? Not
The
mine.
pipe water.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, even some like bottle water too, you know? But like the pipe water has like metals in it that won't kill you, but they'll probably kill you over time.
Yeah.
But they block the absorption of vitamin B12. It's crazy, dude.
Does
So
sound crazy.
I'm like, I don't know, like I'm feeling tired. I'm sick of feeling tired. And I don't know about you.
And you're tired of being sick?
Yeah, and I don't know about you, but I like for the past, I mean, I've been feeling this way for about a year. Like I've been aware of it, but for the past, I would say month or so, I've been really, it's been bothering me. Like I don't feel conscious. I feel like life's just like passing me by, you know? Like I'll be driving and stuff and like, you know, I don't even really know what I'm doing. Isn't that crazy?
Dude, you know how many times that's happened to me? That used to happen so much when I used to work at a bank. When I used to work at the bank, there was literally times I would drive and then like I would be lost in my own mind, and then when I know it, I'm like, oh shit, I'm already home. Like,
Yeah,
and it,
exactly.
and I was like, what the hell? Like, how did I not get in an accident? Like, I don't recall the last 25 minutes of my life, and
Exactly.
it's scary.
It's weird. You know, it's
But
kind of weird.
you know what I think you should do? I don't know, man. I mean, I kind of know your the way you eat and stuff, and I think it's not only you. I'm not judging just you, but I think because I did it before, and eating healthier, meaning if we don't eat all this produce and all this stuff that we eat, like all this, like yesterday, dude, like I felt like crap. I woke up,
Dude,
like,
yeah, I didn't even eat breakfast this morning.
dude, I didn't either.
Like, yeah, like it was bad.
For the people out there listening, Brian and I, after the game, we actually, all of us went to a pizza joint afterwards. And when I say afterwards, this was like at 12 o'clock. And we were eating like maybe from 12 to 12:30. And dude, I got home, I knocked out, and I was just like, I woke up, I was like, what am I doing with my life? Like, I was like, I shouldn't have, like, I had a slice of pizza, a burger and fries, and a Pepsi. Like,
Yeah, me
dude.
too. I had Pepsi. Well, before that I had nachos, right? During the game.
Oh, I don't know what. Oh yeah, you did buy nachos during the
Yeah,
game,
I had
and
Pepsi.
I had two cervezas. I feel
I had
like
Pepsi,
that
greasy
was
pizza,
yeah,
and oh, that
a
burger with
burger,
fries.
dude. I think it's that, dude. I think that is. I think you and I should we should do a not a competition, but we should be like our own test dummies, like our own like mice. You know how they always put mice in different, what is it called? Not situations. They put them
They
to
do like,
test, like when they
yeah, they
test.
do like lab tests and.
Yeah, dude, I think you and I should try. Like, I mean, I already do it, but I'm not gonna lie to you, dude. I'm probably 80%. I probably eat healthy 80% of the time, and 20%, that 20% I do horrible. Like when I go out and eat, I eat out crazy.
Right.
And I need to stop doing that. I need to stop. I'm not a big drinker, but I shouldn't be drinking every weekend. Yeah, I gotta stop that. But what I'm gonna do is stop doing that. I'm gonna stop drinking. But I think you and I should do it, dude. We should take the month of May. I don't know if you have anything for, you know, coming up, but I think we should take a solid 30 days and just push each other and test each other and be like, look, can we do this or not?
Yeah, no,
Especially for
I
you,
actually
like
agree with you. Yeah.
I think no, but I'm being like serious, dude. Like I know you tried this before, where you're like, oh, I'm not gonna eat any fast food, and then like that Saturday comes, I see you, I'm like, hey, so we're doing Subway, like we can't do any of that, man. And I'm sure our mood will change. I feel like if our body's eating more healthier stuff, and when I say healthier, I mean like I don't even know. We would have to do some research. Like I eat salads. Like when I go to my job, I eat salads. And I'm not gonna lie to you, like I don't get full, but I feel better. Because
Right.
when I get maxed, when I eat and I max out, you just get that crash like 10 minutes later and you're just like, I don't want to do anything. I have no energy. Like that happened to me today. Like I had Chipotle like 3 hours ago and I feel like crap. I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah, earlier I had a Philly.
Let me hear it.
I had a Philly cheesesteak.
Oh my God. See, we gotta stop doing this, dude. We can't be eating.
No. Okay, so earlier, I got so tired of it. I made the conscious decision, like I wanna turn my life around, right?
Okay.
And I think part of what makes turning my life around so difficult is the low energy, right? Always feeling tired,
Yeah.
which makes me come up with excuses, which makes me not do anything, right? And I think a lot of it has to do with, 'cause I think my sleep is okay.
Okay.
Like I don't think like I'm not going to bed at like 4 a.m. anymore, you know? Like that
Yeah.
hasn't happened for a while. I think I'm fine.
That's good.
And if I have to wake up early, I'll wake up early. Like today I woke up like at 8 o'clock and oh no, like 7:45 or something, like, almost 8, and I didn't want to kill myself. You know? Like I got enough sleep, I was like, okay, I'm good. But what I'm talking about, that low energy, is that like half an hour later, I'm like, okay, I want to go back to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like it's weird, like an hour later, I'm like, all I want to do is lay down again.
I literally think it's our diet, dude. Like,
No,
you gotta think.
it is our diet, like for
You
sure.
gotta
There's
think about
nothing
it.
else
Like,
that's going on.
I'm not saying you're
But
old, but like.
it's not, hold up, it's not just the diet. Like eating right will only take you so far.
What if it is, though?
No, you gotta let me talk. Like,
Go ahead.
it's not just eating healthier foods. It's actually researching what's actually harmful, like this vitamin thing, you know?
Yeah.
Like it's things like that we may be deficient of that's actually causing what's going on, you know? I think it's a mixture of things, but I think literally that's all it is. Like nutrition. I think
Yeah.
I know that's what it is. There's nothing else.
Yeah, because you got to think about it.
There's
Like,
no satellites beaming down on me that's, controlling my
you.
brain. Like
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
all
That, and
food, you
then
know?
I think food is. I mean, dude, it has to be food because think about it. Like, we're at the age, well, I'm coming close to your age of 25, and it's like we can't be eating out every single day. We can't be eating junk food every single day. Like,
Well, I see it this way. Ever since maybe about last year, I've kind of seen it this way. Like, I'm reaching the first quarter of my life. Like, the
yeah, for
first quarter of
sure.
my life is done, you know? I'm turning
Yeah.
25 in a few days, basically.
In a few days.
Yeah, my birthday's May 5th.
Oh my God, dude, I thought it was like April something.
No, dude, think about
Wait,
it.
your birthday's in Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Have you ever celebrated your birthday in a Mexican restaurant?
No, but I celebrated in a Mexican neighborhood.
Oh. Okay. You should go to like
I should
Lalo's or
I
something.
know where that's going, yeah. Hey, today's my birthday and they'll probably give me a free taco or something.
They give you a free shot. You're like, no, I don't do shots.
Yeah, they'll be like, okay.
No, but I honestly think it's a force of will, man. Like, and I don't know what it is. Like, we don't have to be eating out. I think it's because I have the
It
money and I
it's
can.
it no what it, it's habit.
You think so?
It's
And
all
you think it's.
habit. It's all habit. If we get into the habit of doing right, being healthy.
Dude, while we're saying this, look what I have next to my computer.
No, it's funny, man, 'cause
The people listening, I have a McDonald's. Dude, oh my God, let me share this quick story. It's stupid, but I thought it was hilarious. So I go to McDonald's, right? And I get a, what is this, a medium size, what are they, vanilla milkshake? Is that what they're called? So I get a vanilla milkshake, whatever. And the guy's like, oh, is that it? I'm like, you know what? Throw two cookies on there.
Oh no, you
So
always do that.
I know. So I get two cookies, and guess how much the total is?
How much?
Just take a guess. For a medium vanilla milkshake and two cookies.
I'm guessing it almost reached 10 bucks.
Did you say $10?
I'm guessing it almost reached there. Like 8,
No,
9.
no, no. No, you're insane, dude. It was $4.20.
Oh, okay.
So the guy's like, "Oh, okay, your total's 420." And then all you hear, and like while I'm driving off, he's like, "Ha ha 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 ha." I'm like, "What the hell?" So I pull up to the register, and then I give him the money. And then keep in mind, we're like, what is it, one day away? Yeah, we're like a
Right,
couple
right, right,
hours from
right. That's
420.
so stupid.
And then you can tell this guy smokes, because as soon as I pull up, I give him a five, and he's like, "It's my favorite number, 420." Ha ha, and just starts laughing. And I'm like, "Oh, okay, man, that's what's up." And then he gives me my change, and I just drive off. I'm like, "Oh my God."
Unbelievable.
I know, it was insane. I was just like, this guy would like.
That's
But then
hilarious.
like, and it's like every time I get out of a fast food, like a drive-through, I'm like, this is the last time. I don't want to see this, or I don't want to, because I know how the food makes me feel, man. But
Right, but we do it anyway.
I know, and it's like I think that's a good word
Because
to use. It's a
it's like
habit.
habit. Yeah, it's poor habits. Well, remember, I've been listening to like those videos and all that. We listen to those motivational things. A lot of what they say, it's habit. If you develop the correct habits, you'll be fine.
Yeah, but you gotta surround yourself. Like, it doesn't help that I live with my parents, though. And they eat, like.
No, I go through the exact same thing, man. I know how you feel. So let me tell you something. Last year, I was going to Whole Foods. I was getting organic stuff with my girlfriend.
That's what I'm doing right now.
And we were actually
Minus the girlfriend part.
well, we were act I was actually doing pretty well. Like I was
Okay.
getting fruits and vegetables. Like I was eating better.
You were skinnier when I met you.
Yes, I was. And somewhere along the line, I just dropped
You
it.
have a dad bod right now, dude.
I do. It's
I
not.
saw you yesterday in that white shirt. I was like, ugh, I don't think you should have wore that shirt. I tell you a day later, like a scumbag.
Scumbag. But yeah, so anyway, I was on track, I was doing it, and then I just fell off. And
What made you fall off, though?
part of it was, you guys are gonna think I'm like lying about this, but I'm not. I'm being totally 100% honest. Part of it was to see like a comparison.
So you wanted to test yourself.
Yeah, it's kind of like that supersize me,
Yeah, but
right?
you never went back to it.
What?
You never went back to the eating healthy and stuff.
What do you mean? I'm going back to it.
No, but you said you did it last year and then you stopped.
Yes.
And you haven't been on it since.
Right.
Okay,
Because
so I'm just saying.
I wanted to see how it affected me after a few months. Like I don't, I mean, it gets addicting too. Like I went through a spree of like McDonald's almost every day.
Jesus.
No, I'm not even kidding. Like nuggets and fries and all that. Like it's addicting. It's delicious.
I mean, that's the thing, though. Like, to be honest, like,
You said I
this.
have a dad bod? Dude. I have. Look, dude, I have never said anything about you. Okay? Let's just keep it there,
Dude,
okay?
I'm obese, I know, bro. Like, you didn't have to
You.
come at me. Dude, if I was at a dad bod, I would be more than happy. Like,
I know, right?
a dad bod is what I inspire. No, but dude, I don't even want to talk about the gym because I don't want to be redundant. But dude, these people are making me wait another week.
Why don't me and you go to a gym?
I don't
Do
think that would work.
you go with anybody or
I
do or you oh
don't, but I don't.
let me guess. Let me guess. You flirt.
No, I'm
I'm
not.
just
No,
messing with you.
I'm not that guy at the
No,
gym.
yeah, I know some people go to the gym and they're like, ooh.
No, but the thing that you and I couldn't go to the gym is because when I go back, Dude, I swear, like, this gym membership is irking me, but they're gonna open it, they're gonna charge me on the 24th, and then they're like, after the 24th, you can start coming back in, because right now it's still frozen. I'm like, oh my God, whatever. So the thing that we would, you know, the problem would have that we would have is, I go in the mornings, or well, I will be going in the mornings, and I don't know. I mean, I don't mind having somebody to go to the gym with, but I just get into my zone.
Oh, that's cool. You're by yourself. Like, in your
Yeah.
mind, yeah. No, I agree with you, 'cause if I were to go, I'd be listening to podcasts
That's
all
what,
day,
yeah,
or
that's what
yeah, or like,
that's
you know, I would use that time to like learn, you know.
I don't want to become like a gym rat, but I want to become a guy where it's like, I want to be healthy and I don't know, man. Like, I always picture myself, like, it's going to be like 5 years, and I've always pictured myself skinny, and like, it hasn't happened, and I'm like, why?
Dude, I wanna, I told Ruslan that he was, shout out to Ruslan. I told Ruslan that he was like my inspiration, you know?
Yeah, no
Cause,
homo. He has a good body.
yeah, cause the guy, like, he's fit. He doesn't.
But he goes to the gym every single day, dude. Like, that's motivation.
But that's dedication. I mean, even, that's actually something that Tony Robbins actually said that was kind of funny. He said, I can look out into this audience right now and tell who has dedication. He was like, you can visibly tell.
Yeah, no,
He
that's for
said, 'cause the
sure, dude.
people who work out, like, you could tell they're there every single day, you know?
Oh yeah. See, but I don't want to become that guy either, though. Like, I don't want to be the guy that says, I eat, sleep, gym, repeat. Like, I'm not trying to
Well,
do
you're
that.
not trying to have muscular earlobes. Like, you know,
No, no,
that's
no.
not the goal, you know, but the goal
My
is to
goal is
gain.
to be able to. I was reading this article, and it was like this nutritionist, because the nutritionist I went to, she like, because I she was like, oh, you should read books, and I was like, are you, what are you, a psychologist? Like, you're supposed to tell me what to eat, what not to eat. But she was telling me about this book, and at first I thought she wrote it, like she was trying to sponsor her own book. But it was like, she says somebody that she knew, it was her friend that wrote it. And I was reading, I was giving it a read, and I come to find out that this nutritionist, she basically said that within the 24 hours, you're only supposed to eat 10 hours of those 24 hours. So, for example, let's say you wake up at 9 every day, right? In the morning, you would stop eating around, what is it, 10 hours later would be 7. Yeah. So as soon as you wake up, your deadline will be up to 7. And you have to train yourself to be eating within those 10 hours. And then that doesn't mean go to McDonald's, eat a breakfast, go to, you know, Taco Bell, eat your lunch, and then go to Burger King and eat your dinner. Like, it's not that. It's basically saying, like,
Your
go, you know,
schedule is right.
within 10 hours, make sure you get all your meals. And it also, like, you know, suits you for your lifestyle. And I'm just like, okay.
Dude, I'm
I don't know.
pumped. I don't want to jump or anything like that, but I've reached a point where I actually
Dude,
want to jump.
I know I'm gonna see you Saturday, and we're gonna be talking about, hey, what are we gonna eat? Subway? Like,
No, dude.
but
No, like to
I'm
like
not gonna do.
tomorrow, like tomorrow I have some time and I'm just gonna make lunch and you know.
Yeah, I mean, you can start with something small, dude. Make yourself your own sandwich, like lettuce and stuff like that. Like
Yeah, exactly.
what I do, I eat a salad, but I don't eat a salad every day. I eat it Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays, and then.
I'm actually gonna pick up the B12.
Do it
And
and
I'm
see
gonna
what
like
happens.
I'm gonna be my own like test experiment. I have a feeling my life's gonna like turn 360, like,
Dude,
or 180, you
are you
know,
willing
not
to do
360,
this May
360.
challenge?
Yeah, no, I'm totally willing to, except
All
for
right,
my
all right.
birthday, you know.
See, there goes your first excuse, dude.
Come on, do I always have cake and like everyone's celebrating? Okay, hey,
Yeah.
you know what happened?
It is the day of your birth,
Dude,
and it is your quarter century birthday, so.
you know what like happened? So my girlfriend's fit. She's like into nutrition and all this, right?
Sure.
She was actually struggling with weight for a while, and she was like really depressed about it. And she started
Was
doing
she
research.
big?
No, she wasn't big. She was just like, you know, like
Was she the
average.
girl from the pictures you showed me?
What do you mean? What pictures?
No, like just the regular pictures you showed me of her.
No, those are her.
Not people, listen, it's nothing crazy. It's not like you showed me some explicit photos. Just he just
Yeah,
shows
it's
me
not
a
that.
picture
It's
of him and her in a park, like relax. It's
right.
nothing crazy.
Yeah.
Like, nothing crazy. Like, I'm
Yeah,
just
I mean,
asking.
there was a period of time where she like fluctuated, you know, and like she was really sad about it.
Like 50 pounds over?
No, I don't think that much, but
Okay.
you know.
Was there a point ever in your life where you couldn't give her a hug and touch her two hands
No,
together?
there
Okay.
was no point at all.
Okay, just trying to get a visual for the
I mean,
people
she
out
said she was
there.
big. I was like, I don't think so, you know, like that's
No,
tiny,
that's
but.
good you didn't say that, dude, because girls say, oh, you know how girls are.
Well, no, but she's the type where she always thinks she's like big, you know. And I'm like, now she's a twig, and I'm like, all right, if you, I told her today, I was like, if you diet anymore, you're gonna disappear. You
Jesus.
know, like.
Have you ever seen that Family Guy episode where I don't know, they you know how they do those cutaways? They did a cutaway to somebody famous who I guess it was really skinny, and like they're like, oh no, there's a crack, and like you just see the person fall into the crack, dude. It was like just thin. I was
That's so
like,
funny. No, I never saw that one.
oh my God, it's hilarious.
But anyway, what I was saying, she figured it out, and she lost like all the weight, and
But she did it by herself.
she did it through research. Like, she just figured everything out, did it by herself. I mean, it's amazing the things she found out. Keeping that stuff secret just in case she wants to write a book, you know.
See, that's the thing that I don't understand. Like, I don't like, especially for nutrition, I don't think that, like, sure, you can give people advice, but the way you lost weight is not the same weight that everybody else
It's
can lose
not.
weight.
Yes, it is. There's no such thing as a diet. Like for example, there's no such thing as like those
But
Jenny Craig. There's
don't
no
you think
such thing as those Jenny Craig things where they're like, have a cake that's 0 calories, you know?
Yeah.
That doesn't work. Like, I'm no nutrition expert, but you have to really kind of change your whole philosophy about food, and you have to understand about vitamins, teas, all of this stuff. You know, it's a mixture of everything. It's not so simple as getting a health plan
Yeah.
from Jenny Craig, you know?
No, yeah, for sure.
You know, like,
It's
people think if
crazy.
they drink a diet soda, they're gonna lose weight, you know? Like, don't make
Yeah,
me
you can't.
laugh, you know? Like,
Just don't drink
the
soda.
word diet and the word soda are just.
I don't know. I'm gonna see.
But
I'm gonna give.
yeah, I want to do the May challenge for sure. Oh,
I'm
but
gonna do.
what I was gonna say is that she made me, dude, like, you know, I'm dying here, dude. You know, like my stomach's kind of folding on itself as I'm sitting, you know,
Yeah.
and like, she's making me pies. She bought me like ice cream today.
Why?
What? Well, like
What was the occasion?
the pie was like Easter and everything. She made cookies for the
Oh, okay.
family and stuff, and then like,
You got the leftovers?
she got me like ice cream because she wanted and a donut because she wanted to like. She's like, "Oh, you do so much for me." I'm like, here, I was like, "Oh my God, you're trying to kill me!" I was like, "A donut and ice cream." I told her,
Jesus.
"I was like, you're forgetting. I have like that pumpkin pie in the fridge like that, you know."
Yeah, I'm gonna start today.
So it's hard what you said earlier about the people around you know? Like, they
Yeah,
make it really
influence you.
difficult, but it's something that you just have to make clear, you know?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna start this. I think I'm gonna start it this week, man. And it sucks because I have like two dates coming up on Friday and Saturday.
And it's like,
And like
and oh,
these
that,
people wanna go out and
dude,
eat, and I'm
that's
just
the
like,
problem. Like, it's
fuck.
socially hard to find any place to eat when you're
Oh
eating
yeah, and
healthy.
then
So my girlfriend's like, you know, she's like, oh, yeah, every time we go out, well, she kind of, I think, I don't know if she's still doing this, but she was like, it has gluten. And I'm like, literally every place in Chicago that you go to eat has gluten. Like, where are we supposed to eat?
yeah.
You know? And she's like, no, don't worry about it, you can eat. And I'm like, I don't want to eat, you know? But like, it's so hard because it's socially awkward. You know, like, you're trying to be healthy. You're like that vegetarian person who's like, does it have any meat? Then I
Exactly.
can't go with you.
Yeah, that and it's like, ugh. And then if I order a salad, the girl's gonna look at me like, who does this guy think he is?
Right, and then she's gonna be like, "Are you saying I'm fat?"
Yeah, and then like, oh my God, dude.
But anyway, we have to do it. Tomorrow I'll get some food for lunch. I'll
Main
start work
challenge.
start tomorrow.
Yeah, and I want to end the podcast with, I got some interesting news, and I know the people who gave me these news will never listen to this podcast ever in their life. So I have two of my friends, actually the people who.
It's good, less people to upset, you know?
No, because I saw, so I released a video today when I went to Milwaukee and I did the whole trip with my friends. Both of them. So we all three of us are in a group chat. And one of the guys is like, hey, he asked me, he's like, hey, Rodrigo, would you be my groomsman? And I'm like, what? I'm like, when? He's like, he's like, I just need to know who's going to be there. And I was like, sure. I was like, yeah, I've never been to a wedding.
Did
I'd
you
love
know
to.
He was getting married?
No.
Wow.
And then the other guy says, he's like, when are you proposing? He's like, oh, like in about a like couple weeks. And he's like, oh, because I'm doing it in June. He's like, don't tell his girlfriend. I'm not going to blow up her spot. He's like, don't tell his girlfriend. I was like, what? And I was like, wait, so you both are like, and then they're both planning their weddings next year around the same time. I was like, what the f-? I just like looked at the phone and I was
I
at
think
work.
That was the time Rodrigo realized he's an adult and his friends, like, dude, I know how you feel. I have friends that are fathers.
Jesus.
And mothers, you know? Like, my friend from kindergarten, his name's Mario Rosas, shout out to him, he's in the Navy.
Jeez.
He's in the Navy, dude. The guy's married. Like, he's been married for, like, 2 years. Like, it's just, my friend Juan from kindergarten, married with a kid.
Dude,
dude, it's
I'm
insane.
Nowhere near. And I told one of them, his girlfriend told him that when he has to propose, she doesn't want nobody around there. And then the other one's like, dude, it's fine. You can be there. Like, I was like, all right. So looks like I might be in two weddings next year.
Man, that's awesome, dude.
Fingers crossed. But, dude, I'm no future Rodrigo. I am nowhere near this. I am 23 years old. I am not going down that route. But then, like, watch us be at 30, and then they be, like, with a family and everything, and I'm just, like, the single bachelor who's, like, I have the money, I have the cars, I have everything, and I'm just, like,
right.
But I don't have her.
You're,
I start crying.
You're Mark Cuban.
I start drinking my worries away. I become an alcoholic at 30. I write a book at 33. How B12 changed my life at 32.
Oh my God!
All right, man.
Well, dude, that's pretty cool for them though. That's awesome, dude. But I'm really hyped about this challenge that we made for ourselves. I'm really, guys. I'm really serious about it. Like I'm at the point in my life where I'm just tired of
being tired. You're sick of being tired.
I'm sick of like. Like, imagine me, I'm in a cocoon. I want to get out of the cocoon, you know?
I mean,
like,
springtime
like
is
I'm
here.
I'm ready for the better version of myself.
And you think dieting, what do you think is going to make that?
I think everything. I think dieting, a change of habits, you know? My sleep, I think, is okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, man. So I got nothing else for this week. I gotta go watch this Warriors game.
Yeah, for sure,
but
man.
I do want to leave the people. I have a little message. I know you never saw it, but when I went to go see Big Sean, I had a friend text me 2 days ago. He's like, "Hey, man." He's like, "It was a cool ending you put." I was like, "A cool ending?" I was like, "For what?" And then I forgot, you know, that I put this. But I know you're not a big Sean fan. But I would like to end the podcast with this little audio clip. I mean, do you have anything else to say to people out there?
Not at all.
All right, so everybody listening, thank you for listening.
And be sure to go on Apple Podcasts now and subscribe to our channel.
Are you gonna? Have you? Did you submit the podcast to Midroll?
I don't want to talk about it.
My cat,
I'll
Brian.
do it, dude. Okay. First of all, this is the first time I'm on my laptop since we talked about it. Okay.
It's fun. I'm just gonna leave you with these words. Hold on, I sound like I don't have a speaker. That sounds amazing. Hold up. Hold on.
Oh, he's getting out the big speaker. Here we go, guys. In the name of Anthony Milan.
Alright. I didn't hear what you said, but okay. Again, people, you'll hear us next week.
Shout out to Stakes, and I'll tell y'all some real shit. I don't know when's the next time I'm going to see you. It's been a while since I've been in Chicago. I will be here for Lollapalooza, but I've been working on that new shit too, believe that. And what I got to say is, man, when you go out in the world and you do what the fuck you love to do, man, for a living, make sure you surround yourself with the right people, the right-minded people, the right crew. I'm talking about the people that's on the same wavelength as you, on the same thinking process. You know, I don't know, that shit sound risky. Nigga, life is about taking fucking risks. You remember that? I took a risk to be here, man, and one of the greatest things I've ever seen happen to me, man, is the pursuit of happiness. To see my dreams come true. To see something that was in my head manifest in front of me is the most priceless thing in the world. That is true success. Success is not money. I've had money and been depressed as ever. You leave here no matter what. You gotta do what you love to do, man. You're around them friends that be on that fake shit, that fuck shit, that negative shit. Cut them off, man. It makes your motherfucking friends. And if you feel that, makes your brothers. I'm only telling you guys this because you've given me some of the greatest fucking love, the greatest unconditional support, man. And this is the least I can do is just tell you guys what I tell my friends, what I tell my family, man, because I pray you guys go out here and do this shit for real. But look, when you stand in front of opportunity and your whole new life is in front of you, I'm talking one door from being open and fucking all your dreams and goals are right in the palm of your hands and you realize, damn, this is the beginning, just know that it's bigger than me and it's bigger than you.